It's time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Indeed, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop live and local on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Radio Thrift Shop is your first destination in the Wayback Machine. Dusting off vinyl, queuing up the tape deck, spinning endangered CDs from the past 100 years of recorded sound. Got a couple of radio goodies coming up in this hour. Some audio from the DX audio service of the National Radio Club, and also some audio from the shortwave broadcast of the Shortwave Shindig, which was broadcast on WRMI during the Shortwave Listening Fest just a couple of weekends ago. Going to start the program off today with some music by Sabikas from his album The Fabulous Sabikas, and I'm probably massacring that. It could be Sabikas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Pass from his album Guitar Interludes. That was Joey's Blues. Before that, we heard one of those studio bands that was created just to kind of do production library music, the Lemon Dips with Unpack Your Bags. Prior to that, Piero Piccioni, or Piccioni, I'm probably massacring that one, with No Turning Point, and Duncan Lamont, Funky Sunrise. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. The Radio Thrift Shop is a free-form blend of bottom-shelf curios and playlist anarchy, from easy listening to folk, from jazz to rock, and a diversity of music from the turning of the 20th century to the present. Carlo Schifrin with Desafinado. Before that, we heard Herbie Mann with Armenian Lullaby from a fairly scarce album, The Wailing Dervishes. And that featured Steve Knight on bass, Hashig Kazarian on clarinet, Moulay Hafid on Dumbek, Chick Ganemian on oud, and Esber Kapruchu on zither. And so much for my pronunciation, but that's a very cool album, The Wailing Dervishes, and we heard Armenian Lullaby. We started that set off again with Lalo Schifrin and The Snakes Dance. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Like to do a segment that I call Drop the Needle. Now, Drop the Needle has a couple of rules. It's got to be a record that I acquired at a thrift shop, and it has to be something that I have never heard before, and I'm going to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how wonderful or how terrible it is. So I don't know what to expect, but I got a 45 this week at a thrift shop. It's by Harry Betts. It's on Epic Records, and it's called Theme from the Fantastic Plastic Machine. I don't know much about it other than I think that that is a surfing movie, The Fantastic Plastic Machine. So I don't know what to expect. Let's drop the needle on Harry Betts. Ah, snap, crackle, pop. Well, not so bad. Harry Betts with a theme from The Fantastic Plastic Machine. A little bit noisy there on the surface of the vinyl, but hey, it's all right. That's what we do at the thrift shop, is we play old, scratchy, dusty stuff. So, all right, I'm going to see if I can make CD3 work and bring to you some audio from the DX Audio Service for March 2014.
Michigan antique radio buffs gather to show off sets, trade tips, and parts. This from the Detroit News, January 18th. Farmington Hills, Michigan. After he retired from his job as an elementary school teacher, Ed Schultz turned his hobby of repairing antique radios into a business. He now produces more than 200 plastic and rubber parts that he sells to collectors and claims to be the only one in the country doing what he does. Rubber parts are usually disintegrating on old radios. You can't just go to the hardware store to buy them because they're all different sizes. Given that most of the radios he supplies parts for are more than a half century old, business is pretty good for a niche market. Although most of the people he deals with are older folks, there are plenty of younger collectors getting into the hobby, he says. It's a real thrill to take a radio that hasn't worked in 40 or 50 years, go through it to fix the problems, and all of a sudden music comes out of it, he said. It's amazing. Collecting radios is a hobby that has sustained popularity through the years, even with the adoption of newer sound technology, said Mark Opat, who owns Antique Audio Radio Repair and is a board member of the Michigan Antique Radio Club. It's like a car, he said. Those are the only things where you really can combine the style of the area with the technology. The Michigan Antique Radio Club boasts 600 members across the country and holds four major electronic expos every year. Recently, members of the group met at the Caustic Activities Center in Farmington Hills to show off their repaired radios, exchange tips, and sell some units. Hundreds of tube and transistor radios were displayed on tables, while others had boxes and boxes of knobs, bulbs, and other bits to sell. The collections branched off from radios and included other sound electronics, like vintage television sets, Mac computers, and some early video gaming systems. But without doubt, the radios were what drew the crowds. Michigan is great for collecting because we're in the middle of the radio belt, said Opath of Plymouth, Michigan. It runs from Illinois to the East Coast, north of Kentucky. In the 1930s and 1940s, the area produced well-known brands like Zenith Radio Corporation in Chicago, Detrola in Detroit, and Philco in Philadelphia. Massive sales mean there are still a large number of radios to be found in the region. Detrola was the largest Michigan radio manufacturer and was in business from 1931 until 1948, with a factory located at the corner of Beard and Chatfield in southwest Detroit. Opet says back then World War II was starting and people would gather around the radio because they wanted to know what was going on. It's that nostalgia and history that keeps people investing in antique radios today, said Ken Nevins, and he would know about that. He's created his own private museum in his home with more than 500 radios on display. My wife has given up finding space in the basement, he said. Nevins, a retired Ford electrician, got his love of radios from a young age when his father was a radio engineer for the Ann Arbor Police Department back in the late 50s. Now, the Blissfield Township resident has his own radio repair business out of his home called Totally Tubular Radios, named because he focuses on early model tube radios. I started picking up radios wherever I could, figuring I was one of the only fools who cared about them, he said. But then I found out there was a whole club. Now a member of the Michigan Antique Radio Club, Nevin says he understands what keeps people buying the units. I think they remember listening to the Lone Ranger or the Shadow or the Theater of the Mind is so much bigger than a box with a picture on it, he said. They're like little time machines that put you back to that sweet spot, that sweet era. And that article from the Detroit News, called Michigan Antique Radio Buffs Gather to Show Off Sets, Trade Tips, and Parts, was published on January 18th, 2014. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service.
Can we say... We'll be right back.
All right, that was the new Master Sounds with a tune called Three on the Bee. Recorded back in 2005 in Menorca, Spain. Before that, I played the flip side of that 45 by Harry Betts, a tune called Rock Slide. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Oh, yeah. Before the end of the show, I promised some audio from the Shortwave Shindig, which was broadcast on 7570 kilohertz on shortwave just recently. Let's hear, before we head out, some of the shortwave shindig. Don't touch that dial.
Shortwave shindig calling. Questo è il servizio esterno della Shindig Onde Corte. Shortwave Shindig Calli.
الموجات القصيرة للحفلة.
Shortwave. Luddite or keeper of the faith, who can say? Not for him that wide world web's offerings, satellites, smorgasbord. Bittersweet winter nights you'll find him, well and away from the city's merciless hum, mid-darkened field down, or top some chalk sea cliff fishing the skies. His rod and reel, a portable Texan. Bundled against the cold, he slides the slider, rolls the dial, waves the telescoped antenna like a wand. If you ask, and even if you don't, he'll gladly tell you about cycles per second, sun-charged ions. Imagine a billiard ball bouncing back and forth off the banks. From beyond Earth's curve, a call sign's Morse code. German, Greek, Mandarin, or is it Korean? Some nights he swears he's eavesdropping on MI5. Here and now, it's all India radio. Lata Mangeshkar, her silvered soprano tracing a carved shikara against blown cloud. Space bending her notes like Hendrix's wah-wah. What he likes best? Those whistles, pops, static buzz. Strange, unadorned, music of the spheres. Thank you.
97.9 FM, live from the Winter SWL Fest in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. At 11 o'clock, we'll be leaving the shortwave shindig, and we'll have another rebroadcast of the great Mitch Murray Long Live Shortwave album. Stay tuned. This is No Poncho Radio, 87.9 from the Winter Fest.
All right, some audio off air from the Shortwave Listening Festival. That was part of a 4-hour long extravaganza called the Shortwave Shindig. Anyways, this is DJ Frederick reminding you, wherever you are on the planet, support your local radio station, WFCS 90.9 FM. In New London.